Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Saturday, April the 6th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited to be talking to you. Today, we are going to talk about something very important. In honor, today, you know, ladies and gentlemen, my parents, they played the lottery, and they was telling me that the Powerball is going to be like $1.9 billion. So in honor of the lottery, in honor of people going to run out, play the jackpot, you know, we have an eclipse, I think, in a couple of days. People go crazy for that. Why? I don't know. But anyway, in honor of people playing the lottery, I want to talk to you about the biggest mistake people make in multi-level marketing. And now, I talked about the other day, the one thing you need patience. The biggest mistake you make is people treating it like the lottery. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make about any online business, because they try to make it, you know, when you go online, and especially at multi-level marketing, they will tell you about affiliate marketing. Oh, you could do this, you could do that. People have big email lists. You know, this is how they make money. They try to say, oh, all you need to make a quick $100. No, what you need to do is build out an email list for affiliate marketing. It's one of the most important things. Most important thing you need in multi-level marketing is patience, because there are so many times people have treated it like the lottery. You know, they want. You say, hey, you sign up today, they expect $1 million in 2 hours. And they go, hey, it's been 30 days, I ain't made no money. You know, they don't know how to sell. They don't know how to market themselves. They don't know how to do any of this, but they expect to make $1 million. They treat it like the lottery. And that's the worst mistake you can make when it comes to any online business, especially if you get into multi-level marketing. Why are we talking about multi-level marketing so much lately on the podcast? Because we can, okay? You know, you want to, we can, and I just been thinking about, you know, I've been reflecting over time, you know, and thinking about things I've tried, things that didn't work, things that worked. And one thing that I tried and it did not work is, and it's nobody's fault, you know, was multi-level marketing. You know, I remember when I was 20 something, you know, I went to this meeting. This is back, this is back when you had to go meet at somebody's house, you know, way before like you actually needed the internet for anything. You know, you would go meet at somebody's house or meet at a hotel, and they would say, hey, we have this opportunity for you. And then you would have to go around talking to people, you know, telling, you know, so it was like a numbers game. You had to go talk to, like, you know, 1 million people to get 10 people, maybe, you know, especially if you're bad at it, like I probably would have been, or I was, you know. And so, you know, they was telling me that, you know, you can make this amount of money, that amount of money. And I just remember, I was dating a young lady at the time, and she looked at me and she said, man, you're going to be rich. And I said, and I thought to myself, yeah, right. I said, how am I going to get rich telling people, you know? And I was in a small town in Missouri, you know, and to tell people, hey, don't stop going to Walmart. Don't go to Walmart. Buy your stuff from a store. At this magazine, buy all the stuff you need. Don't go to Walmart. Buy all your cleaning supplies. Buy your vitamins. Buy all this stuff from the store that you own. Wait for it for like 5 or 6 days. I thought to myself, that dog ain't going to hunt around these parts, you know. And so for me, I kind of knew it, you know. But this girl I was seeing, she was like, man, this is it. We're going to be rich. Then I think I might have been 2 weeks later. She's like, where the check at? I said, what check? And she said, you know, man, we supposed to be rich already. They lied. And I was like, they didn't really lie. You ain't done nothing. Like, what have you done to actually get some money. And she's like, psh, psh. And I'm like, well, what have you done? She's like, nah, they said the money's gonna be rolling in. Where the money at? And I'm like, there's no money rolling in if you don't do any work. And, you know, I wasn't really finna, you know, put in that much effort. I remember because at the time, it was 2002, 2003, the Cubs was in the playoff hunt. And me and my dad, I was more concerned about the Cubs making the playoffs back then and worried about, you know, selling people, you know, pills or telling people they need to start a business, you know. And so you can't treat it like the lottery. You cannot be like, hey, I signed up. You know, you go, you sign up, and 12 hours later, you expect the first check. And I remember I tried it another time. I actually tried it the second time, put in some effort. It took me like a month, a couple months to actually make a sale. But, you know, I did it, and I was like, all right, that's cool. But I didn't have the expectations of, you know, really coming in, signing up, and making like $2,000 the same week. You know, it was some people they claimed they said, oh man, I signed up and I made $1,000 the first week. You know, can it happen? Yeah. Will it happen? Not for most people. Now, if you already have an email list, if you already know a lot of people that you have worked with before, and you don't want to tell anybody, and you sign up for an MLM, and then you make a bunch of money in the first week, you can do that. I remember when this company, I forget the name of it now, but they cut down their commissions. You know, they cut back on their commissions, and I just remember, you see all these people, they jumped ship, and they went to this new thing. And I remember it was this girl, and I think she was doing pretty well in the other one. She jumped off that boat, got on this boat, and she made like $15,000 the first week. She's like, see, I made $15,000. And I remember somebody in the comments said, but yeah, you was just on this other one 2 weeks ago, and you already had a bunch of people. So, of course, they followed you, and that's how you made $15,000. And it's like, that's very true, but nobody likes to point that out. There's nothing wrong with having a big following. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you take them from one place to another place, God bless you. But at the same time, don't come out and tell a bunch of people that are new to something, never done it before, never tried to do it before. Don't come out and tell them they're going to make a bunch of money the first week. It ain't going to happen. It won't happen. And so the less you treat things like the lottery, the better off you will be. You know, unfortunately, I know a lot of people, they're like, you know, things happen fast. Yes, you can get rich fast, but you have to put in the effort. You can't just sit there, close your eyes, and expect a miracle to happen. It don't work that way. You have to actually do some work, you know, and then you will start seeing the money actually come in, you know. If you don't learn how to sell, if you don't learn how to promote yourself, you don't learn how to market yourself, you don't put a website up, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't create content, you're never gonna get anywhere. You're never gonna get down the road, you know. And you might as well just go ahead and play the lottery, you know. But if you're going to start a business, you can't close your eyes and say, oh, business, where's my money? It doesn't work that way. You can't treat everything like the lottery. And so the more that we stop and stop treating everything, you know, you don't treat an online business like the lottery, you know. Treat an online business is a business. It's actual business. Whether you do affiliate marketing, whether you do multi-level marketing, whether you're a blogger, treat it like a business. You create content, treat it like a business. Treat everything like a business because it is a business. It's not just a game. Now, if you want to play games, then play games, you know, but don't come on here acting like you're not in business, because you are, no matter what you want to do. If you're trying to do something for a profit, it's a business and you take it seriously, you know? You can have fun, but at the same time, you must remember, hey, this is the business. Let's see how we can make money. Let's see how we can make a lot of money, you know? Much money as you possibly can. Always aim for that, you know? But don't treat it like the lottery, all right? Ladies and gents, that is it for the Saturday show. We will be back on Monday with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless each and every one of you. And as always, everybody, peace.